Oy Rabba Barbachone Hevi. Or else it was Rabba Barbachone for Rebbe Lezer, not Resh Lakish. The Maaseh was with Rebbe Lezer. But for some reason, my son Resh Lakish did not talk to stamp people in the middle of the street. Not even stamp people. These people were pretty chash here also. I'm not sure why not. For some reason, they didn't talk. Yeah. So the Marakiyos Lakaim with Rabbi Yechanan. So later, Resh Lakish went in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Omalais Rabbi Yechanan told to Resh Lakish, Lav Haino Taimut. No, you're making a mistake. That you said, the reason why the Shechina wasn't the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni was because Klai Yisrael did not come up altogether from Babel to Yerushalayim, that's not the reason why. It has nothing to do with the fact that the whole Klai Yisrael did not come up. Even if they would have come up together, still there wouldn't be the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. Why not? He says, Inami Sliko Kulu, even if everybody would have went up, the May Ezra, they have a Shaya Shechina B'Mikdash Hasheni. Still, there would not be the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. It would not be the same way it was in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. It would not be in the Beis Hasheni. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, Yaft Elokim LeYefes. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Yefes very wide out, spread out. V'yishkin B'Yol Hashem. But where does Hashem live? He lives in Or Hashem. What does that mean? That Afa Gav the Yaft Elokim LeYefes, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes very big. Yefes, he spreads them out. But the Shechina will only be in Orlo Shashen, which that was the base of Mikdash Rishon. So Rashi, Afo Pisha Yaftel Akim Yefes, Shezochu Pasoyim Liv Nois Beis Sheni, that the Pasoyim helped in building the base of Mikdash Sheni, Koresh. When Ezra went up, the Melech Koresh helped out Ezra to build the base of Mikdash Sheni, and Shechina Shoyra. Therefore, the Shechina would not be in the base of Mikdash Sheni. Ela b'mikdash rishon, only in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, she'abon ha-shloimei, that Shloimei HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, she'abon mizara shoshen, Shloimei HaMelech came from the Zara shoshen, and that's the pasuk says, v'yishkin b'yol ha-shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina will always be b'yol ha-shem, and the people from Shem. That was Shloimei HaMelech, that was the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, but the Beis HaSheni that was helped to be built through the Pasoyim, so Melech Kerish, there will not be the Shechina the same way it was in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. So tomorrow, Parsoi Minolam, the Meyeft Kosi. How do we know that Persian, Parsoi, Persian, comes out of Yefes? The Pasuk says, B'nei Yefes, who are the children of Yefes? Goymer, Umogoy, Umodai, V'yoven, V'tuvel, Umosha, V'tiris. These were the children of Yefes. Now who are they? Goymer, Zer, Gamimiyo, this nation called Gamimiyo. Mogog, Zer, Kandiyo, this nation. Modaizu me kendunya. Yovan kemashmo, that's Greek, kemashmo. Tuvol ze beis unaiki. Moshech, what was Moshech? Zu Musia, at this nation called Musia. Tirosh, now what was Tirosh? Pligibo, Rabbi Simoy and Rabbonin. So machlokes between Rabbi Simoy and Rabbonin. The Yamalo, some say Rabbi Simon and Rabbonin. So machlokes between Rabbi Simon and Rabbonin. Not Rabbi Simoy, but Rabbi Simon. Tat Chadama, one says Zu beis turaiki. Heis Tirus means base to Reiki, this place, or this nation. The Chadoma one says, Upras, no, goes on Persia. So you see, Persians, Pras, they were the children of Yefes. So therefore, since they helped in the building of the base of Mikdash Hasheni, that's the reason why the Shechina was not there in the base of Mikdash Hasheni. Not that it wasn't there at all, but it wasn't there as much as it was in the base of Mikdash Hasheni. Tony, Rabbi Yosef, Tirus, Zer Pras. Like we said before, Tirus, this is Pras. Now, Safto, Varamamo, Visafto. Yeah. I'm not sure what it means. I mean, Tirus was all these all together. Maybe it means to say Tirus, Zupras, after Ramsa, because maybe it means all these together. Tony Rab Yosef. Sekiston Kviyoso, Sekiston Briyoso. There was a place, the inner place, the Sekiston Brasais, and there was the outer city called Sekiston. Like there were two Sekistons. There was one inside and one outside. Between one city and another city, Meir Pasoi. There were 100 Pasoi, it's like 100 Pasoi, that's the distance, one city to the next city. Ve'kefei Alfa Parsi. And the Hekif, the Chaim around the outer city, was 1,000 Parsim. Rashi says, Asafto v'saftecho akoi, Sheshimon Shove, they have the same name, Ve'heim Mochus. A Mukaf Horim, it's like a place surrounded by mountains. Vachitzoino makefas apnimis. The outer one surrounds the inner one. Urechoika pnimis chutz menhekif, and the inner one is far away from the outside surrounding, l'chol tzad mea parsoi, 100 parsois. Ve'ekev hachitzoin alfa parsoi, and the outer surrounding is 1,000 parsois. But the Pasuk says in Bereishis, v'atehi reishis mamlach toy bovel, v'oruch v'akod v'kalno. Now, the beginning of the kingdom was Bovel, Aruch, Akod, V'kalno. Bovel, Kamashmo, that was Melech Bovel. Aruch, Ze, Orichus. The Akod, what does Akod mean? Ze, Bashkar. Kalno, Ze, Neufer, Nifi. Now, this nation called Neufer, Nifi, that was these people. Min Oret, Sehi, Yotz, Asher. From this land came out Asher. Toni, Rab Yosef. Osher, Ze, Silik. Osher, his name was Silik, that was the name of his people. So Rashi says, Minority Yotza, Shleliyos Piatzas Dor HaFloga. They went away means they didn't want to be part of the Dor HaFloga. Osher means Zesiluk. V'yovin, V'yiven es Ninve, they build up Ninve, V'yes Rechoivois, and Rechoivois, V'yes Rechoivois ear, Rechoivois ear, V'yes Kaloch. Now Ninve Kamashmo, they build up the city called Ninve, that we know, the city called Ninve. Rechoivois ear, Zu Pras, that was Pras, the Pras nation. And Klach, Zu Pras de Brusif. Another different cities. V'yes Resen ben Ninve u ben Klach. Then they build up the city called Resen that was in between Ninve and in between Klach. Now the Pasuk says, He Ira Gedolah. That was the big city. Now Resen there, what's this Resen? What's the city Resen? Aktisfun. That was Aktisfun. That was the city in between Ninve and Klach. Now the Pasuk says, He Ira Gedolah. This was the big city. Is any day I do not know in Ninveh Iragadilo, does the Pasuk mean the big city goes upon Ninveh? In Resen Iragadilo, it goes on Resen, that was called the big city. Kishuaim, where it says the Pasuk by the Novi Yoin, it says, for Ninveh Hois Iragadilo, Ninveh was the big city, Elokim, Mahalach Shloshes Yom, you had to walk 3 days, have a Yoim I see from here, Ninveh Iragadilo. Ninveh, that was considered the Iragadilo, that was the big city. V'shem Achimon Sheishai V'shom Achimon Sheishai V'salmi Yilidionet. There in this city, it says the Pasuk in the Midrash says there was Achimon Sheishai V'salmi. There were Yilidionet. They were the children of the big giants. Tana Achimon Miyumin Shebachin. Achimon, he was like the biggest one of the giants, the biggest one of the brothers. That was Achimon. Sheishai Shemesim Esoritz Keshchichos. He made the earth like be destroyed. Like when he put his steps on the ground, he make like with mashkas the ground there. Talmai shemesis moritz tlumim tlumim. He like made the grounds full of also tlumim atela means like a row of karka that looks like it was chorus, like it was plowed. He was like plowed the ground. Tovrach another pshat is achimon bon anus. He built anus. Shai shai bon olish. Talmai bon talbish. Yeah. It wasn't mean you lead the onik. Wasn't mean they were the children of the onik of the giants. Shamanikin achamu v'kaimosam. They were so tall, like it looks come out like their neck reached the sun. Rashi says, Manikin esachamu. Doimesh etzavoro noikiv yolo b'chaloin herakia. It looks as if their neck like went through the sky. That's how tall up they were. All right, we'll stop here.